Give Mr. Croft some port. Thank you. You ought to like this port, Gerald. It's exactly the same as your father gets.
Well, it'll be all right.
An Inspector Calls by J.B. Priestley.
The governor prides himself on being a good judge of port. I don't pretend to know much about it.
With Toby Jones as Inspector Gould.
I should jolly well think not, Gerald. I'd hate you to know all about port, like one of those purple-faced old men.
Now then, Sybil, you must take a little tonight, Special occasion.
Yes, go on, Mummy. You must drink our health.
Very well, then. Just a little. Thank you.
Allow me, Mrs. Burley.
Thank you, Gerald. All right, Edna, I'll ring from the drawing room when we want coffee, probably in about half an hour.
Yes, Mum.
Oh, well, this is very nice, isn't it? Very nice. Good dinner too, Sybil.
Lovely.
Don't you agree, Gerald?
Absolutely.
Oh, but you're not supposed to say things like that.
Come, Sybil. Treating Gerald like one of the family. I'm sure he won't object.
Go on, Gerald. Just you object.
Wouldn't dream of it. In fact, I insist upon being one of the family now. I've been trying long enough, haven't I? You know I have.
Of course she does.
Yes, except for all last summer when you never came near me and I wondered what had happened to you.
And I've told you I was awfully busy at the works all that time.
Yes, that's what you say.
Now, Sheila, don't tease him. When you're married, you'll realise that men with important work sometimes have to spend nearly all their time and energy on their business. You'll have to get used to that. Just as I have.
I don't believe I will, so you be careful, Gerald.
Oh, I will, I will.
Now, Eric, what's the joke?
I don't know, really. Suddenly I felt I just had to laugh.
You're squiffy.
I'm not.
Now stop it, you two. Arthur, what about this famous toast of yours?
Yes, of course. Well, Gerald, it's a pity to George and...